Hello and welcome to the Shaman Energy card readings for April 2024. Let me just clear the energy there and we'll ask all of the Shaman guides, mine in particular, to protect the space while we're making the readings. And just a quick update, and this will be true going forward for the all future readings. I had some comments that my descriptions that I post with YouTube and with my podcasts are too long, and they were edited to be shorter. And the obvious thing is that there is a write-up of the individual cards in those readings on YouTube and in the podcasts. And I wasn't sure exactly what was edited out, but from now on, I'm not going to be providing the write-up of the individual cards that appear in the card reading, in the drawings, as we're going to do today. So we're going to be focusing in on the description and interpretation of the cards as they're pulled, rather than having a separate write-up. Okay, so that said, just remember that everybody approaches these readings from a different soul perspective and a different life experience, and we all humans have self-will. We can do whatever we want with the readings, and some of these readings may not resonate with everybody. So let's get started. We've shuffled, and this is going to be for April 1st, 2024. And the first card is going to be Closing the Door, Completion. We go through different phases of life. It's not just the simple ones like teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. We go through emotional phases when things need to look a certain way or do look a certain way. And at other times, we have explosions of wealth, abundance, love, joy. Everything is good. And what we're looking at now with this closing door and completion is a closing of a phase in your life. And this could be any phase. It could be a job. It could be the ending of going to university or leaving high school to go to university or to go out to work. Or it could be the ending or the completion of a relationship. You know, a marriage comes to an end. Or it could be something like the ending, the closing of a door on your life with a pet that has just passed away. All the love and unconditional love and support and happiness that they gave you has ended, and the door is closing. And one of the issues with all types of doors for all different types of reasons with our lives that come to an end is how we deal with them. Do we accept it? Do we resist it? Do we look for the next door to be to open that gives us a sense of moving on and progression in our lives? Especially if it's something like relationships, you know, something is ended. Something needs to end for you to go on to a new relationship, a new partner, and a new future. So When you see this card in this reading, one of your first thoughts would be, well, what is closing? What is ending in my life? And how am I dealing with it? How am I being accepting of it? Because when a door closes, you can't reopen it. If you try to reopen it, you're resisting change, you're resisting moving forward, resisting the things that could come into your life. So how do you deal with that? And the thought is that you gracefully allow it to happen, and you take from that closed door, that time that, or that thing that was happening when the door was open, you take from it, you learn from it, but you take from it the good lessons and you recognize the bad lessons, but you don't dwell on it. You don't allow it to harm you. And you continue on, and you may not have something immediately that is going to happen. There's no door that's immediately going to open, but trust the universe, trust the shaman guides that there will be a door opening. So now we'll just take another random card. And we have Dream Thief, refusal of the call. This is actually very very similar to the closing door. When you dream at night, and it could be while you're asleep, but it could also be while you're watching TV, your mind tracks off and starts thinking about the future, about change, about how you're going to resolve a certain situation. While you're thinking about it, while you're making those, looking at those dreams, are you refusing to accept? Are you refusing to accept them? If you have a feeling that this closing door is going to bring something else in for you to go to work on, to be happy with, but then this card is suggesting that not only are you thinking about the closing door, but you're wishing for what was behind the closed door, regardless of its value to you and to your future life. In a sense, it's a dream thief. You're being a dream thief of your own movement forward, and you're refusing the call of the shaman guides to continue on and change. Change like every night when you look up at the stars, and if you lay there on the ground long enough, you'll get a feeling that they're moving. Are you resisting the change in your own personal stars? And if you are, you need to be aware of it, and you need to look at the relationship between this dream thief and the closing door and what was behind the door that is now closed, and stop wishing for it. Move on. Change. Evolve. Be happy. Allow yourself to be happy. Dreams are about happiness. Whatever they are about happiness.